This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. General Motors and Honda have signed a deal to explore sharing technology for future projects built in North America. The companies say planning discussions on jointly designed vehicles are going to start right away. The arrangement is a memorandum of understanding. It isn't binding, but the move is another sign of increasing consolidation and partnership in the automotive business. Michelle Krebs is Senior Director of Automotive Relations for Cox Automotive and Executive Analyst for Auto Trader. Michelle Krebs, nice to hear your voice.
Happy to be here.
How big a deal is this?
I think this is a really significant story. I'm not sure it's getting the attention it should. What we are seeing in the auto industry, and I think the pandemic has accelerated it, is that automakers are setting themselves up for the future that eventually will be electrification, autonomous vehicles, connected vehicles, all of these future technologies that are very expensive to develop because no one's done it before. And so we are starting to see companies join together and collaborate with their people, put their money together to develop these. Because the other thing is, there's no payback anytime soon on these. So the latest one is General Motors and Honda linking to do current vehicles as well as future vehicles.
So if I'm hearing you right, maybe it's more of a statement on how much it will cost these companies to design the cars of the future. Maybe not so much a statement on what it will cost them to build these cars, yes?
It's mostly about the development because we are shifting eventually, and nobody knows when that turning point is, from all of our vehicles being powered by gasoline engines to a future that is electric, either full EVs eventually. In the meantime, we may see hybrids and plug-in hybrids. And also the vehicle, we are looking at autonomous vehicles coming in our future, and then vehicles that are connected by, you know, to talk to each other, to talk to the environment, to a lot of that for safety reasons. So this is the new frontier. It's costly, and there's not a return on investment yet. So companies are pairing up to find partners to help develop this and also help pay for it.
Right. The agreement says that what they're going to be sharing on are vehicle underpinnings and propulsion systems, and they're talking about both electric cars and internal combustion engines. What do you see each company needing from the other right now?
Well, it's interesting if you put the two companies side by side. So General Motors is phenomenal at trucks. They build and sell more trucks than anyone in the U.S. Honda is known for smaller cars, smaller engines. They are the number one player in terms of fuel efficiency. And if we move to a green future, it'll have to be better fuel economy until we get to full electrification. The other thing is, if you put maps together of where they sell vehicles, GM sells the bulk of its vehicles in the heart of the country, the middle of the country. Honda's big markets are on the coast, GM's never really done fabulously well in California, which is a huge market. The only exception for Honda would be in Ohio, where they have a ton of plants, and you'll see a lot of vehicle sales there. So they have different products. They sell in different markets, and they also sell at different price points. So if you look at GM, they sell expensive trucks, SUVs. Honda sells less expensive things like the Honda Accord, the Honda Civic. And by the way, GM has largely gotten out of the car market. So I would suspect we'll see some cooperative there. So it looks to me on paper, they're more complementary than they are overlapping and competitive.
Yeah, we've been trained to think of mergers as something that companies do when they have an insurmountable problem. But I don't know if that's true here. When you look at both partners' positions, who do you think moved more toward the center of the room to make this deal happen?
Oh, that's really hard to say. I think they've been practicing for a while. I go back a long way in this industry. Honda and GM partnered back in the Saturn days on engines. The Saturn View SUV had a Honda engine and transmission. So they put their toe in the water back then. In more recent months, they have been getting closer and closer. They're working on fuel cell vehicles together. They're working on electrified vehicles together. And Honda invested in Cruise Automation, which is a company in San Francisco that General Motors owns. And GM, Cruise, and Honda are developing a little autonomous shuttle vehicle that we've seen that called the Origin, which is will be autonomous. So they've kind of been working on projects together. So my sense is they decided, well, we can do more together.
Right. Let's go for it. Do you think this puts them in a competitive position with respect to, say, Fiat Chrysler and Peugeot, who just announced their own happy engagement?
Well, I think they've done it differently. So Fiat Chrysler is doing a full merger with PSA Peugeot in France. And they have a lot going on in Europe, both of the companies. GM is not in Europe at all. Honda is a bit. So I don't think it's exactly the same. I think it might be a smarter move for GM and Honda. Honda is a fiercely independent company. But if we look at Volkswagen and Ford, they're doing a lot of the same things. It's just they're not doing it just in North America. They're doing work also in Europe. So it's a strategic alliance to work on certain projects, and that's probably a good place to be.
Michelle, we've known for some time that these changes are coming, with electrics and hybrids probably occupying much more of the market share in the years to come. But can you help us shake up the idea of how we understand vehicles being made? With these partnerships, would you expect to see automakers just thinking much more fluidly about their supply chain and who they're working with and for how long?
Oh, I think, and we have been seeing that. I think we're seeing more reliance on suppliers to come up with new technologies and be partners in this new future. And we are seeing more of these kinds of partnerships. You know, it's just so hard to know when that tipping point is coming. So there's a lot of work that has to be done setting up a supply chain. Batteries are a big thing. And one of the things GM Honda deal is they're going to go in together on purchasing. Well, you know, if you can buy batteries and things that go in electric vehicles in bigger numbers, that should eventually bring the cost down. Because one of the problems with electric vehicles is at the moment, they are more expensive than regular vehicles. So there's a big push on to get high volume so they can bring the cost down.
I just have one more question about all this. I mean, they're talking about operations all over North America. Knowing what you know about the position that Michigan plants occupy right now, what repercussions might this have for the plants in the state?
Well, I think one of the interesting things that certainly will be looked at is Honda is non-union and General Motors plants are UAW represented. So that could be a little difficult situation. GM has excess plant capacity. They've closed plants. They've, you know, eliminated some vehicles. You know, they still have a lot of capacity. Honda's pretty capacity constrained. So, I mean, I don't know this, but, you know, maybe it's possible that Honda vehicles could use a GM plant that's underused. I don't know. But there are lots of possibilities in that regard.
Michelle Krebs is an executive analyst for Auto Trader and senior director of automotive relations for Cox Automotive. Michelle, nice talking to you. You take care.
You too. Thank you.